4 years after allowing gay and lesbian troops to serve openly in the U.S. military, the Pentagon signaled this week that it did not want to repeat the frustrations of the don't ask, don't tell years in its approach to transgender citizens who want to serve in the military. The decision comes with active support from some Democratic lawmakers and with almost no resistance from the public. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter announced the policy reversal in a statement this week. Staff Sergeant Patricia King has served in the U.S. Army for 16 years, and in June, she became the first infantryman to reveal openly that she is transgender. She joins me now. Welcome.
Hi there. How are you?
Let's talk about a couple of milestones for the military. Certainly, you know, in the public, there's the Caitlyn Jenner, you know, openness about being transgender. But I suspect the Bradley Manning, Chelsea Manning situation also was an earlier milestone for the military, examining some of the pressures that people are under when they serve. Can you explain how you might have analyzed that situation as it came down?
Well, we have to remember that with Chelsea Manning, it was a little bit different because she was incarcerated. So the rules were different for her because she fell under the federal prison system.
But she is someone who experienced an extreme amount of pain and pressure, and certainly her defense team was contending that her difficulties in trying to find her identity within the military contributed in some sense to her breaking the law. Now, that might not be the case, but I suspect that a lot of people can identify with that sense of pressure.
Certainly, I think a transgender person who is in the military up until this point has had pressure on them, and we will continue to have pressure, but that's true of any soldier. We have an incredibly important job to do. For me, speaking personally, I know that I've always had pressure to do my best in my job, and I've applied that to making sure that I take care of my soldiers and putting my mission first.
How is Ashton Carter going to proceed with this policy reversal? There's a working group that's going to be established. What will happen there?
Well, I would suspect that over the next 6 months or maybe a little less, what we're going to have is we have four branches of service that have different regulations that cover things that now we have to make sure that they all come into alignment to protect transgender people and also make sure that we're accomplishing the mission. Things like birthing and stuff like that. So I believe the DOD will probably look at how they can make all of those policies fit into all of the branches of service without having any issues in mission readiness.
How would you say in 16 years that the military culture has changed to permit a decision like this to happen with almost no friction, no sense of rancor? I mean, I suppose we have to wait and see, but still, there's certainly a sense that this is relatively painless.
It has been incredibly warm. I can speak from my own personal experience. In my unit, when I came out and I shared with people in my unit, what I got was, we care about how you do your job, and you do your job incredibly well. You're a professional soldier, and who you are doesn't affect that. And they just wanted to be warm and supportive. And I imagine that we're probably seeing that in a lot of places.
What about your commanding officer?
My commanding officer, both at the company and battalion level, have been so supportive. We've had sit-downs. They've asked me to explain things so that they could become better educated. And they've just wanted to be able to support me. And now I think that it's so exciting for them as well as me because we're going to have policies in effect that allow them to do that.
Did you, and if you'll forgive me if this is too personal, did you transition while you were in the military or before?
I started my transition while I've been in the military. For me, I wanted to be able to be open and honest about who I was. So when I made this decision at every level, I went to my supervisors and I let them know, this is what I intend on doing. And I know that the most important thing to you is going to be that I'm able to do my job, and it will never get in the way of that. And what I got told is, as long as you're able to do your job, we're going to continue to support you.
Does this decision facilitate your ability to contact others within the military who have similar issues and allow transgender citizens to become a group that is openly proud of its service?
I certainly hope so. I actually belong to a group right now called Sparta. And within Sparta, we have a group of actively serving transgender military folks. And what we're hoping is that we will now have the ability and capabilities to outreach to people who didn't know that they're not the only one, so that we can help them to find the services and the support that they need as well.
How much do you think, or how frequently do you think commanding officers have to deal with the issue of a transgender soldier in their midst?
Well, we suspect that the recent numbers say that there's probably about 15,000 serving transgender soldiers or service members right now. So I would say that any battalion commander stands to have 1 to 2 transgender people within their formations. And those numbers are all estimates at this point because, of course, people haven't been able to be honest about who they are.
You're certainly lucky in the experience that you've had, others not so lucky, and you're familiar with them. Who can you think of, without mentioning any names, will find this decision particularly warm and embracing for someone who's maybe had some real difficulties?
Absolutely. I've had friends who have not had the same positive experience I've had, both people who prior to these changes have been discharged for being transgender, and people who now serve while being transgender and their unit has not removed them, but things may have been a little bit more difficult for them. And I think their units are probably also looking for that same guidance. How do we take care of this soldier properly? Because in the end, every leader who cares about their soldiers wants to make sure they're taken care of.
Staff Sergeant Patricia King has served in the U.S. Army for 16 years. She, in June, became the first member of the infantry to reveal openly that she is transgender. Thanks so much.
Thank you.